With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian football team, Rich Kakrinsky, following their loss to Grundy Center 40-7 here to wrap up non-district play. And Coach Kakrinsky, we talked about it a little bit off the air here in the commercial break, but you know, just looking at this game tonight, 40-7, you look at that score and it might be kind of demoralizing, but a lot of really good things to take away from this game for the Eagles tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the score is necessarily indicative of the game. I thought we did a lot of awful nice things. We were actually moving the ball pretty well in the first half. I thought we just couldn't punctuate with a score, and that was unfortunate. I think I put our defense on the field too many times in the first half. And that, you know, Grundy Center's got a nice offense. So I thought we definitely were improved from a week ago against PCM. So that was encouraging. Just had some key mistakes. It seemed like at wrong times, you know, that killed drives for us offensively. And then we gave a couple of big plays offensively, we gave a couple of big plays that kind of, obviously, uncharacteristic of us. At halftime, I guess I honestly didn't think the game was out of reach. We did not come out and get things done in the second half the way we needed to.
And you touched on just the way that you guys started out this game. I mean, Grundy Center comes out and they have a really time-consuming drive in first one.
Yeah, almost 7 minutes.
A 6.5-minute drive there to open the game. And, you know, that's tough on a defense when they're out there battling right off the bat for 6.5 minutes and your offense is sitting there like, we want to get on the field and try to get things going. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get on the scoreboard, but they kind of started to move the ball there. Do you feel like that fourth down on that first drive for your offense was kind of a turning point in this one where, you know, they just had that long-consuming defensive drive and then, you know, come out and just couldn't quite get that fourth down and they get the ball back? And
Yeah, that was a key play in the game. I thought a key play in the game, honestly, was the phantom DPI on Camden. I thought that we had him stopped, you know, and I thought we missed an opportunity there to get a stop and get the ball back in good field position.
Yeah, that was a tough play there. But just kind of looking, at the defense tonight, I know we talked about some of the growth offensively tonight. Defensively, just some plays that, like you mentioned, were uncharacteristic for this team. How do you go about kind of making sure that those are done now in non-district play so they don't carry over into district play where the Eagles kind of get to wipe the slate clean, right? Because district play is where the games truly count towards the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of had a murderer's row here in terms of a non-district schedule. I feel like the kids have worked really hard this past week. I think we gained a lot of ground. I think we're ready for district play. To your point, I got to look at the film and figure out how we got to tighten up some of those big plays on defense, but we will. We got good kids on this team, and they're working hard. So we're gonna have a break. We're gonna have a breakthrough. I feel like I thought we had a breakthrough this week, and just how, you know, even that first drive defensively, they had some first down conversions that were kind of by the hair of their chin. And, you know, if we could have got the ball back there, got our offense on the field. So, you know, that's a good 1A football team, returning state champs in Grundy Center, and really, I thought we played them toe to toe for much of the first half. So I think that's very encouraging to me.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian football team, Rich Kakrinsky, here powered by Hy-Vee, following the Eagles' loss to Grundy Center on Friday night. And, you know, one thing that I just kind of reflected on as you were kind of talking about that it just kind of took me back to last season when we were talking after this game. It was a game that was rather frustrating. I remember talking to you by the buses and, you know, you just are like, man, we did not play our brand of football. And obviously the loss is not what you want the brand to be for Pella Christian football. But tonight, it's kind of refreshing to hear you come away from this game and you're like, even though we didn't win, I feel confident in the direction we're going versus where we were at this time last year when we fell to Grundy Center. When you look at those two games, what's kind of your feeling and the difference now looking back a year later against this same opponent?
Honestly, I thought we did. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare year over year, but really I thought we handled ourselves pretty well tonight. Gave a couple big plays on defense in the first half, and offensively we just couldn't punctuate get those conversion downs like we need to. So we need to go back to the drawing board offensively and look at what we can do in those short yardage situations. Brecken Richard is feeling much better. He took some snaps this past week. I'm hoping he'll be full go for us next year. I just want to, again, honor Garrett Wheeler. I think he's done yeoman's duty. You know, he's basically practiced, two full weeks at quarterback after playing offensive line. So I'm really proud of him. And so I think, but I'm encouraged. We have hopefully Brecken coming back online, and we're relatively healthy. We do have Elias Keegan with a broken leg, but other than that, we're relatively healthy going to district play. So I think we got a lot of pluses that we can continue to maximize.
Absolutely right. You mentioned district play, and it's an opponent that you guys are fairly familiar with here in week one, with Pleasantville coming, or with you guys going over to Pleasantville. You'll be taking on a coach that we talked about last year. We did the feature about you guys and coaching at Central together with Mac Jorth over there with the Trojans, and then Tyler Bathke and Taylor Phipps was on the staff last year. But this year, you know, kind of a different story, right? They've got the home field advantage. They've got, something to prove here. They've got a shot. They feel like they've got a team that is very capable of winning this district. Going over there, how do you make sure you start off district play on the right side of things and don't end up falling to the Trojans on Friday night next week?
Well, I think we did a much better job tonight. Particularly on that first drive, we didn't get any big plays. We were, didn't turn the ball over offensively, so we're playing smarter football. We still need to clean up some things in the kicking game, and we got to block better on the offensive line, which we're growing there. And again, having Brecken back, so there's just honestly, we just need to go back to work and have another week of practice like we did this past week, and I think we'll be fine.
I believe so, too. Coach Kagmarinski, appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to talking with you this upcoming week as we get a little bit closer to that Pleasantville game and kind of figuring out how the week of practice went for you guys and what's got you confident going in next Friday. But always appreciate getting to have a conversation with you about Pella Christian football.
Thanks for the coverage.
Absolutely. That was Rich Kagmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian football team, powered by Hy-Vee.